Corrie ten Boom said it. If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. All depends on who you're looking at. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. God, you're in control. This is not the end of the story. And we win in the end. Good night, Lord. I'll see you in the morning.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Pray Throughout Your Day.
And so now we come to the sixth phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And it goes like this. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, I don't know about you. You're probably different. But I don't know about you. My worst temptations actually come in the evening. And they come from two very demonic sources. The television and the refrigerator. They're of the devil. You know, I can stay on a diet till at least 6 p.m. But between 6 p.m. and midnight, brother, when you're tired, your resources are low. You're gonna get in arguments. You're gonna say things. You're gonna hurt people unintentionally. And it's a good thing to pray before you go walk back in the home. Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Some of you, the television is a big temptation. And I'm talking about you're watching stuff you shouldn't be watching. Or maybe it's your computer and you're watching some stuff on the computer you shouldn't be watching. Before you get home, Lord, lead me not into temptation. God has given us great promise. Look up here on the screen, 1 Corinthians 10:13. Remember that the temptations that come into your life are no different from what other people experience. Now, this is a good thing. It says we all go through the same common temptations. Okay? You think you're special? You're not when it comes to temptation. You have the exact same temptations everybody else does. You have the same temptations they've had for thousands of years, and Jesus had them in the same way. The same root temptation. Now, the good news is if there are common temptations, it means there are common solutions. And it says this, remember the temptations coming to your life, they're no different from what others experience. We're all in the same boat. So don't act so higher and mighty and holy, holy. We all have the same temptations. And God is faithful. He will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it. And when you're tempted, it's a great promise. You might memorize this. When you're tempted, he'll show you a way out so that you will not give into it. Anybody who says, I can't help myself, was lying. Because God's promised, I'll always make a way out. But you got to choose it. You've got to choose it. But say, it was overpowering. I couldn't help myself. Yes, you could. God says, I always make a way out for you. Now, you need to understand two very important things about temptation. It's not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted. It's a sin to give in to temptation. In fact, a lot of people, when they get tempted, they go, ooh, I shouldn't even be tempted. Like, where did that thought come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from the evil one. It came from the devil. So you can't control every idea that's put into your mind. Some of it comes from stuff you saw at a movie theater 20 years ago, and Satan pulls it back out. That's why you want to watch what you put in your mind. Everybody's worried about air pollution and water pollution. Are you worried about mind pollution? Some people are so open-minded, their brains fall out. And they just allow anything, a tractor pull through their brain with all kinds of garbage. You should worry about mind pollution more than you worry about water pollution, because your brain affects your character. But I'm saying, God says, I'll give you a way out. And by the way, if you're watching stuff that's no good for you on the internet, you might want to memorize this verse up here on the screen. Psalm 101:3. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. Nowadays, that might mean the news. So you have to worry about that. So ask God to help me make wise decisions. Finally, we come to the end of the day. Now you're getting ready for Betty Bye. You're putting on your PJs. And here's the last thing you pray. You prayed when you get up. Here's the last phrase in the Lord's Prayer. I end my day with an encouraging truth. Write that down. I end my day. This is called a benediction, a good word. You end your day with a good word. It's good to read scripture, promises, read some promises from God. I end my day with an encouraging truth. And the Lord's Prayer ends with one of the most encouraging truths around. And it goes like this. Matthew 6:13. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, let me tell you what that means. If you'll think of that verse and you'll remember what it means, you can sleep a whole lot better. Because what that verse says is three incredibly encouraging truths. Number one, God is in control. God is in control. The politicians aren't. Other nations aren't. Your boss isn't. God is ultimately in control. And the Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he can turn it whithersoever he wishes. Just enough people pray. That's why the world changes when God's people pray. He's waiting on us. Sometimes we say, God, we're waiting on you to do something. God's saying, I'm waiting on you to pray. This is a partnership. But when I pray, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Good night, Lord. I'm saying, God, number one, you're in control. Second, this is not the end of the story. And third, God and his family win in the end. I've read the last chapter of the book. God wins. God wins.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments, but first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray. But sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. you'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
If you go to bed and the last thing you watch is either news or late night TV talking about the news, you're going to go to depressed. Corrie ten Boom said it. If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. It all depends on who you're looking at. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. God, you're in control. This is not the end of the story. And we win in the end. Good night, Lord. I'll see you in the morning. And when I wake up, it's going to be get up with gratitude. And then bless your name at breakfast. And so I'm ending positive and I'm going to start positive. You'll sleep a whole lot better. Now, I want to encourage you to not just listen to this, but to actually try this format of using the Lord's Prayer to mark out 6-7 times during the day. I'm not talking about 20 minutes a day. I'm just talking about a minute here, 5 minutes here, whatever. What you've got time for, God just wants to... He just wants to hear from you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rick, you don't know how busy I am. You're busier than me. I would love to compare schedules. You're busier than me. Martin Luther once said, I have so much to do today, I must pray 3 hours. Because I can't get it all done if I don't go pray. When you pray, God helps you. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added into you. God can do more in a few minutes less if you use some of that in prayer. And if you say, with your excuse, I don't have the time to pause and pray, then you're too busy. And you can explain that to God when you get to heaven one day, why you were too busy to talk to him. Let me give you a promise. You need to write this down. Proverbs 10, 27 on the screen. The Living Bible says, reverence for God adds hours to each day. Hello. Do you need more time? Reverence for God adds hours. It's kind of like tithing. God can make 90% of my money go further than 100%. And God can make my time go further when I give part of it to him in prayer. Reverence for God adds hours to each day. Proverbs 10, 27, Living Bible. The Lord's Prayer is not just a ritual that people pray. It is a pattern for living. It is a model for how to manage your day. And if you do this, you'll have more energy, you'll have more peace, you'll be closer to God. You'll have more power in your life. You'll have more confidence. If you'll do it, Jesus says, this is the way you ought to pray. Pray throughout your day. 150 years ago, a young Boston woman married a printer, and they got married and had 3 kids. But the Civil War ended their happiness because Mary's husband got conscripted in the Civil War in the Northern Army. And he died in the Battle of Antietam. And then after her husband died, her 12-year-old son drowned. And then her only daughter died. It was one calamity after another. And in her grief, Mary Ann Kidder began to turn to writing hymns. And if you've been in a traditional church, you've sung Mary Ann Kidder hymns because she wrote hundreds and hundreds of them. That would be very well known, helped millions of people. In fact, she wrote, I think, 181 hymns. And there's one that she wrote that I remember as a little kid hearing my parents sing, and it was called, Did You Think to Pray? And we'll end with this. When you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? In the name of Christ our Savior, did you ask for loving favor as a shield today? When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? By his dying love and merit, did you claim the Holy Spirit as your guide and stay? When your heart was filled with anger, did you think to pray? Did you plead for grace, my brother, that you might forgive another who had crossed your way? When strong trials came upon you, did you think to pray? As your heart was filled with sorrow, did the love of Christ you borrow at the gates today? And the refrain goes like this, oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change your night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Let's bow our heads. What I've just taught you will change your life if you actually practice it. You'll grow closer to Christ. You'll have more energy. You'll make better decisions. You'll have less stress. You get better ideas at work. You'll be more productive. You'll be healthier. I could go on and on and on. The Lord's Prayer covers every major need in your life. And if you use it as a model for a daily schedule of checking in with God, God, I'm checking in with you. It's mid-morning. God, I'm checking in with you. It's noon. God, I'm checking in with you. It's the afternoon. Remember, I told you there are two ways to pray throughout your day. One is conversationally, where you just talk to him all the time, and that's a good thing. But it's also a good thing to set aside specific times and say, these are gonna be the times that I check in with you every day. Our Father, who art in heaven, you're good, God, and I'm going to be grateful for everything you've done. Hallowed be your name. Your name, Lord, tells me all the things you've promised to do in my life. Why don't you pray it right now? Say, our Father in heaven, just say it in your mind. Say, God, you're a good, good God. And I want to be grateful. I want to start each day with gratitude, the healthiest emotion. I don't want to start it with news. I don't want to start it with bad news. I want to start it with the goodness of God. And then say, Lord, I want to bless your name at breakfast. I want to learn these names of God so that I can know what you've promised to do in my life. That you're my healer. You're always present. You will give me power. You're my forgiver. All of the things that you've promised by your names. And I want to bless your name. Your kingdom come, Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to seek first your kingdom. God, I want your plans and purposes for the world and for my life to be number one. I don't want to be in cross purposes with you. I want to seek first your purpose, believing that everything else I need, you're going to take care of. And Lord, every day I want to say, give me this day our daily bread, just enough to get me through today. Give me strength for today. Give me wisdom for today. Give me the finances I need for today. And I want to make a list at lunchtime. And Lord, I want to ask you to forgive me of all my sins as I forgive those who've sinned against me. Remove guilt and shame and resentment and bitterness from my life. I can't waste energy on those energy drainers. Lord, there's some things in my life that you know I'm tempted by, and I'm not very good at handling them on my own. And I'm asking you to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I want to ask you to help me make wise decisions and not impulsive ones, and not dumb decisions. Deliver us from evil. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. Change me, save me. I want to get to know you. And I humbly ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident. Sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full-color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.